Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Welcome, Kevin.
Hello, friends. What's up? I'm Kevin Iwaki. I'm one of the co-founders of Gitcoin. Has anyone in the audience used Gitcoin? All right. Can't see it on the live stream, but a bunch of hands went up. I'm going to talk about bringing the Gitcoin model of quadratic funding to Main Street. So how do we exit our little crypto bubble and start to do more public goods funding downtown? So if you've been in the Ethereum ecosystem over the last couple of years, you know that quadratic funding is a democratic way to run a public goods funding campaign. If you are an ecosystem that wants to fund your ecosystem public goods, you put out a pool of funds, and then you allow grants or projects in your ecosystem to access those funds by raising money from their constituents and receiving money from the central matching pool. But there's one weird trick with quadratic funding that makes it into a democratic power tool, and that's that the matching is based off of the amount of contributors to each project as opposed to the amount that they've given. So if you raise $100 from 100 contributors, and I raise $100 from one contributor in a quadratic funding campaign, the one with the broader base of support is going to get 99% of the matching pool. And this makes quadratic funding into a power tool for funding what matters for everyday people in these communities, because the poor and the many get to make capital allocation decisions instead of the rich and the few. Quadratic funding has delivered $65 million worth of funding in the Ethereum ecosystem over the last 6 years on Gitcoin. But I wanted to prove that we could bring it out of the crypto bubble and to Main Street. And so in 2020, when COVID was ravaging the world, and in my hometown of Boulder, Colorado, 99% decrease in foot traffic for the downtown was happening, businesses were struggling to stay afloat. And so I got together with my colleagues, Zach Herring and Katie Johnson, and we put together a $25,000 matching pool of quadratic funding in downtown Boulder, Colorado, and were able to run a quadratic funding campaign for a yoga studio, a bookstore, a coffee shop, and a couple of other projects downtown. So this is what it looked like, downtownstimulus.com. And basically, the way that we positioned this was that you could support local businesses by making a contribution to these businesses using a credit card payout. So basically, we took quadratic funding, we took Gitcoin grants, we stripped out all the crypto, and we just allowed people to contribute with quadratic funding, with US dollars, and have their contributions matched by quadratic funding. So we had a $25,000 matching pool, thank you to Vitalik Buterin and to local philanthropist Brad Feld, and we're able to raise $16,000 from 320 contributors of an average donation of about $40. And all in all, we're able to raise about $41,000 for downtown Boulder public goods. I think this is really exciting that a primitive that has been pioneered and distributed in the crypto ecosystem was able to go mainstream with a campaign like Downtown Stimulus. And I'm really excited about this meme of cosmolocalism, which is basically an approach to production and governance that provides a combination of global coordination with knowledge sharing and local manufacturing and resource use, emphasizing open source software and a relationship between the global and the local, where the global services the local. Okay, so in what ways can we, in the Ethereum ecosystem, in the open source ecosystem, create a global commons, create knowledge and production that is in service to the local. And this is opposed to the Web 2 surveillance economy, in which you have Facebook communities going into your local communities and surveilling everyone and tearing apart the social fabric because it's more profitable for Facebook shareholders that way. How can the Ethereum commons be in service of the local commons is the design space of Cosmolocalism and Ethereum localism. And I'm happy to say that Downtown Stimulus, to me, is a proof point that this is possible. We can take the programmable money, where we program our values into our money in the Ethereum space, from the Ethereum space, and start applying it to downtowns across the world, and I'm really excited to see what kind of experiments in public goods funding, community currency, supporting the arts, and supporting public goods that we can do when we do that. So I'm Kevin Iwaki, founder of Gitcoin. That's been Downtown Stimulus. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello. Amazing. We have like roughly 5 minutes for questions. By the way, I'm also a big fan of Cosmolocalism.
Yeah, thanks.
Anyone in the audience? The gentleman in the purple hat. Should I? Oh, wow, yeah. You're good.
Good catch.
Thanks. I love your work and all that. I was going to ask, with things like community currencies and things like that, where you might put conditions on your money, I sometimes think that that's obviously a restricted form of trade, that whereas like regular fiat currencies are sort of unrestricted. So with that lens, how would you say that the community currencies can sort of outcompete freer money, if that's the right premise for you?
Yeah. So the question is, how can community currencies outcompete national currencies?
Yeah. Like, how would it have more utility if it's somewhat constrained in some ways?
Yeah. I think that community currencies are cool as an outsider, but I'm not a designer of any, so I'm not qualified to answer that question. I think Scott Morris has done a lot of work on community currencies, and I would ask him.
Yeah, I guess I was riffing off the like adding our values to our money, and if we put sort of constraints on it in that sense to fuel our values, I can see definitely the bigger picture that that's awesome, and I want to see more of that. But then I also sort of play devil's advocate, because it's more so another friend does this to me, where he sort of says, well, I could just do that with the US dollar, or I could do that with this fiat currency. So I'm trying to sort of find the arguments, like other arguments that say this money with value restrictions is kind of more better in a more immediate form than I can currently argue. So I'm trying to find on that side.
Yeah. I think that, one of the things that I see a parallel between what we're doing in the crypto ecosystem and what community currencies have done for hundreds of years is that what we're doing in the crypto ecosystem is memetically local, and community currencies are geographically local. Okay, so like to me, memetically local means that like Gitcoin's a public goods funding coin, Filecoin is a file storage coin, Ethereum is a computational coin in a local memetic area. And so, you know, in what ways, in what we learn in community currencies can be applied to global currencies like the DAO currencies and vice versa. I think that there might be sort of a cosmolocal convergence there. Yeah,
right,
but my talk was about quadratic funding more than community currencies. I think that they're both cool, though. Thank you. Do we have time for one more question?
Yes, we do. Gentleman over there.
Thank you. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
What do you think, or what in your mind will be the hardest part of building some version of a downtown stimulus in another local community? Finding the initial donors, or the tech, probably tech is just forking something, or making people understand how to use the system or anything, like in your experience, what do you think is the focus, should the focus be on if you want to build something in my own local community?
Yeah, great question. So we built a code base that you can use to do fiat quadratic funding rounds. It's called simplegrants.xyz. Go to simplegrants.xyz, fork it, deploy it in your own local community. I should have put that in the talk, actually, now that I think about it. But yeah, the hardest part, honestly, was raising the initial 25K. Quadratic funding campaigns in Web3, there's a lot of treasuries that are just hundreds of millions of dollars, and we draw on those to run quadratic funding rounds in QF. But the raising of funds to do quadratic funding locally is sort of hampered by do you have access to wealthy individuals who are willing to do it, and can you crack the nut of the local government actually funding it? We actually went around the local government. We didn't even talk to the local government because their funding cycles are just quarters and quarters long. So to answer your question, I think that raising the initial amount of funding is the hardest thing that you'll do if you're going to run these campaigns. And hopefully we can make the tech a little bit easier with simple grants.xyz. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. And that's it for the time.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.